committed man. I know you can't see me on camera right now, but you can definitely see my most beautiful gingerbread house that I've ever built in my entire life, but did not win the gingerbread competition in the Ray house. So I'd like to get you a little bit closer look real fast.
I'm so jealous.
Look at that. Would you just look at it? Just look at that. I did that. That's every shape. Let's see if I can get it right there. Look at that one. Look at that. I'll say a little bitty one. Wow. I can't believe I didn't win. I feel like I've done a really, really good job. I would really like to see comments and all that, but for some reason it doesn't come on. Like if the comments and stuff pop up, I don't know what to push or do, so I'm going to work on that for just a brief minute to see if I can get it working. Let's see here. I'm learning. Anyways, I don't know. I see somebody's on here. Whoever's on here, who's on here? Can you type something and let me see if I can see it? I guess not. Who knows? Anyways. So anyways, y'all, I missed my committed man on the 4th. I'll go ahead and own that, right? So December the 4th, I celebrated my anniversary that the Lord has really, really blessed me with. December 4th is my special day, right? December 4th, 8 years ago, I got released from TDC. I'm still out right now. So that's 8 years. 8 years I got to celebrate. I've almost had the same job 8 years, just like 7 years and 11 months or 10 months, whatever it is. So anyways, I got to celebrate a pretty big victory in my life. Not going to talk about that too much. Just wanted to share that with y'all. Not an excuse. I got to do better. But anyways, so I was thinking about this committed man and what I was going to speak about. And here we go. So this is it. So Wednesday, I don't get to go to church. I didn't get to go to church. I was at church, but I was downstairs with the kids enjoying them. And so on Thursday morning, I got, which was my anniversary, I was listening to Brianne's sermon. And she was talking about just kids being rotten, really, what I heard a little spot of it. And it's not what the whole sermon was about, so it was just a little bit of it. So Brianne was talking about kids being rotten, and they were just being of the world, right? Oh, little Tommy, he just acts like that. That's just the way he is. He's always, it's okay, just ignore him. He don't listen good, da-da-da-da-da. And she talked about disciplining your child. And the whole time I'm over there, I'm like, psh, I'm the man. I got some good kids. And I'm not going to say I got some good kids. I got my younger ones are good, right? Because my older ones give me a run for my money. So anyways, I'm like, kind of get a little, stick my chest up a little bit. You know, felt like, dang, what I'm doing. You know, I'm doing my thing right, you know. Anyway, she talks about that, and the sermon was really good. And if you haven't listened to it, just go back and listen to it. So today's Saturday, so Thursday, we go to a doctor's appointment in Dallas. We have a wonderful day. Everything was perfect. And I was just like, man, I'm just so proud of my kids. I never have to discipline them. They're really pretty good kids. I have to get on. They handle correction really well. Last night, we have a wonderful evening. We come up from work. I'm watching television. Me and JC. JC gets up in my lap. We're watching The Elf. And we watched the whole movie. I've never seen it. Anyways, it was good. We enjoyed it. She laid in my lap, and we just had a family time watching The Elf. So anyways, when we get done, I was like, all right, baby. I said, I'm going to bed. I said, go in there and brush your teeth. Go in there and brush your teeth, and then come back in here, and I'll get ready. We'll go pray and all that. She come back in here, and Nikki said, JC, she said, you brush your teeth? JC said, yeah. She said, I brush them. She said, Jason smelled her breath. And she smelled her breath. I said, did you use toothpaste on your mouth? And she's like, she said, yeah. I said, okay. So I was like, JC, are you sure you brushed your teeth? And she's like, yes, sir. Yep. Yep. Nikki. And then Nikki goes in there and she's like, she just touches it. I was like, because your breath don't smell like you brush your teeth. I think you're lying to me. So Nikki goes in there and she's like, JC, your toothbrush isn't even wet. Did you brush your teeth? She's like, no, Daddy. And she's like, I said, well, and mind you, I just thought to myself, I'm the man. My kids are so good. They don't lie. They don't do anything. And number one rule in my house is we don't lie to each other. We always tell the truth, and we be honest with each other. Even if we get in trouble, honesty is the best way, right? We teach biblical principles in this house, and that's what we go by. So, I was like, all right, baby. I said, go in there and brush your teeth. I said, because when you get done with this, unfortunately, I'm just going to have to whoop you. And she starts crying like any 8-year-old little girl would. You know, it's bad. So, one time when JC was 3 years old, I had to whoop her. I did. I popped her with my hand, and it was a done deal. And that was the last time I whooped my daughter. And she's fixing to be 9. So I got to get myself ready. And I'm like, Lord, I need you to help me to do this with love and just to let her learn from this and only do it with love. I never want to be mad at my children when I whoop them. I don't want to do that. And I encourage y'all not to do that either. We never want to discipline in anger or in spite, just because of reaction. I'm going to tear you up. No, you don't want to do that. You always want to discipline your children with love, okay? And so I've learned that over these two, because some other ones, I'm like, I'll punch you right in your mouth. But these other two, I've learned to really calm myself and reach out to God when I'm disciplining my children. So I get JC and I go in the bedroom and I shut the door and I got my belt, and it's going to be, you know, it's hard for daddy to whoop this baby girl, right? So anyways, I go in there and I'm like, I tell her, I was like, JC, I said, you're usually a very, very good kid. I said, you don't really make a lot of bad choices. I said, you really do good. And I said, I want you to know that she's bawling. I said, I want you to know that I love you. I said, so I have to do this to correct you. That way you don't make it a habit of lying. I said, I don't want you to be a liar. I don't want anybody to think you're ever going to be a liar. I said, I love you, and I'm going to pray with you. And so I prayed with her, and I was like, Lord, I said, just show her the love that I need to, you know, that I need to give to her right now in this moment. And mind you, before that prayer was over, I was just crying too, but that's just part of it. She already knew what to do, because not that I may not whoop her, but her mama whoops her. Nikki would get her, you know, but I just don't. So anyways, I give her a few licks, man. She turns around. I love her. I tell her that I love her. And I said, JC, here's the main point. I said, JT, I said, I never want you to think that I'm mad at you because I'm whooping you. I never want you to think that daddy's mad at you. I said, you're 8 years old. I will not be mad at you. I'm only trying to do this in correction for you. I absolutely love you, JC. And she held me. And anyway, so she comes in here. It was close to bedtime. So she comes in here and she gives Nikki a hug, kisses her. Good night. She comes back in there. And I said, JC, I said, since daddy's already prayed tonight, I said, I'm going to let you pray. So we pray a prayer. And y'all, she starts. She said, Lord, she said, thank you for this day. Thank you for our lives. And she said, and she just starts crying. She says, Lord, forgive me for my sins. And she just starts crying because she's like, Lord, just please forgive me for my sins. That's what matters, right? And I got a little tears in my eyes right now. Whenever we got to discipline our children, y'all, I know that they're going to get much, much more out of it if you do it with love. You never want to do it out of reaction. You never want to do it out of anger. You never want to do that. Say you're somebody that flies off the handle like I've been known to do, right? If you're ever that person, sit down for a little bit. Just relax. Let the situation change. Pray about it. It may even take 24 hours. It may take 2 days. You know, it may take more time. Some people can walk right in there and love on them and say, hey, this is the way it's going to be. Whenever we discipline our children, y'all, I'm just going to encourage y'all to do it with love. Always pray for them and let them know what they've done wrong. Don't just whoop them expecting to know how to change it. So with that, I'm going to pray, y'all, and then I'll be done. Father God, Lord Jesus, I pray, Father, that you bless each and every man that heard this message tonight, Father. I pray, God, that you give us love, Lord, as fathers to these children, Lord, whether it be our sons or our daughters, Father. I pray, God, that you let us discipline them with love, Lord. The love that you have for us and that you discipline with, Father, I pray, God, that you let us use that same love, Lord, to discipline them. Bless these men tonight, Father. I pray, God, that you just bless them. Let them go about their evenings, Lord, and let them get great rest. And I'll see them at church tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, I love y'all. I really hope this reaches out to y'all. It just hit me, man, because I was a little bit boastful and arrogant when Brian was preaching about the kids, and I was like, she's 8, boy, you better get it together. So, anyways, I love y'all. Y'all have a great night.